and telling you all about Prince Harry and from all my wonderful sources inside the royal family. So he was here in late September, coming back from Montecito, California. I don't know if you missed the beginning of this. So Prince Harry, he came back in late September, and indeed he met his father, who was only a few miles away from his brother, Prince William, the Prince of Wales, but they didn't meet. So the rift between the two siblings is very, very deep, and they used to be very close until Meghan came along and ruined everything. And obviously Harry did an awful lot of damage as well. I've read that book, Spare, in which he reveals all sorts of intimate family secrets. Harry, the one who's demanding publicity, is then revealing all the private matters, embarrassing conversations, family nicknames. So he's such a hypocrite. He's just so thick, he doesn't see how damaging this is. Now, most families have had rows, but if you splash all over the world's media and publish in a book, it's going to make it so much worse. Why is Prince Harry coming home now? He doesn't seem to be quite so enervated, not quite so acrimonious towards the United Kingdom, the British press corps. I mean, he had some success in his legal cases. Possibly that's it. He's just less newsworthy in the United Kingdom. Is it because things aren't going so well from California? His career, is he still chief impact officer of whatever company I've never heard of? All their attempts to launch their brand, their charities, Archwell, their Netflix series, hasn't been very popular, despite them to be the most bankable name in media. Like 2018, Meghan Markle was the most Googled person in the world. So you think anything she touches is going to get millions of hits, no matter how terrible it is, but it just hasn't taken off. And one thing about acting is, despite her name recognition, she can't act, and no Hollywood producer, director will touch her. If you see her in suits, she's saying the lines, but that's her personality. So come back to Prince Harry. It's possible he actually wants to turn to the United Kingdom, which obviously legally he can do any time. He's a British citizen. Now, I'm not sure what Meghan's status was in the UK, and suppose there's no favoritism, nobody's above the law. She can't get a visa just because she's married to him. Okay, they'd fulfill the other criteria. I think he's got more than £38,000 per annum, whatever it is, to bring in your foreign spouse. And she doesn't have a criminal record, et cetera, et cetera. Moreover, she's the mother of two British citizens, so she would get back in. Worse people than her have been admitted. But he'd like to come back. Does he want some royal status? Because, you can't be in, can't be half out. Why not strip him of his titles? But does he want to return to royal duties? Is he willing to shut his sewer and stop saying all these controversial things and trash talking his family? And no more commercial activity. Obviously, his uncle Andrew was terrible for this one, as was his ex-wife Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess of York. Does he want back in? Possibly he does. But yeah, I still am bad with his elder brother. The other thing is, his Britannic Majesty Charles III doesn't have long to live, and Harry blurted something out about that last year. The word on the street is that His Gracious Majesty's cancer is terminal, and not saying it's stage four, and he's only got about 2 years to live. Of course, that rumor could be bogus. I know it's very hard to estimate these things. Methinks there's an example of this would be Abdel Basset Al-Megrahi. The case in point is that he's the Lockerbie bomber, and people, life sentence prisoners, when it's estimated they've under 3 months left to live, they're usually granted compassionate parole. Some benevolent grounds, he was allowed out because an oncologist said he's got under 3 months left to go, and he returned to his native land, Libya, but he lived on for a further 2.5 years. Gave him a new lease of life, fighting spirit, delighted to be back amongst family and friends. So these things can't be accurately estimated. So maybe the king will make it longer. Of course, that rumor could be bogus. So it's possible he realizes his father is kind of dying fairly soon. Does he to think that maybe California is not the best place for his prince and princess to grow up, Archie and Lilibet? So he met his father in Clarence House, London. That's one of the royal residences, is down the street, down the mall from Buckingham Palace, where the king actually spends most of his time. I know they said Buckingham Palace, but none of the royal family like Buckingham Palace. It said that none of them will ever live there again, and they hadn't met for a year and a half, and so on. So there are all these leaks, controlled leaks, to newspapers like the Sun newspaper, which is one of their pet publications because it doesn't publish anything they find disobliging. It had, I think, nary a word about Entitled, this book by Dr. Andrew Lowney, which really laid bare the horrendous secrets, the disgustful behavior of His Grace, His Royal Highness Prince Andrew, the Duke of York. So that's why it'll be almost a journal of record. It'll say what the Windsors want them to say. Anyway, apparently Prince Harry was not entirely happy with the way things going and so forth. Right. So Prince Harry met other people. So our relations with his father improving, I suppose, so they've never been broken off completely, but it must be galling. And then sources close to Prince William and King Charles say the trouble was you try to reconcile with him and anything you say will be leaked to the media. Just like he leaked his father-in-law's texts and so on, but he leaked some of their messages. So you just can't trust him. And Harry doesn't grasp it. You don't want people to leak what you say, so stop leaking what they say. I mean, he's fundamentally a dim person. He can be lacking in academic ability and still intelligent in other ways, but he's a deeply unintelligent person. So he liked the way he won that legal action against the Sun in January and they issued an apology and they paid damages. The amount has not been disclosed. Is it because it's such a paltry amount? Did he give it to charity? He's a multimillionaire. Most of it is in unearned wealth. Probably not, because he's extremely selfish and tight-fisted. So, I mean, they're not. It doesn't seem to be unhappy with Meghan. They don't seem to be as visibly lovey-dovey as before. But Prince Harry, he's a low-down, filthy, backstabbing, moronic scumbag. So I really do not want him back. Would he be deported from Trump's America? It'd be hilarious to see ICE taking him out in handcuffs. Please raid that place in Montecito. What do you think? Have you heard any more about it? Does Prince Harry want to come back to live in the UK as a private citizen or return to the royal duties? Are things going badly from California? How is perceived stateside? We don't hear much about him. So a long period of silence on his behalf would be most welcome. He's ultra crepidarian, always mouthing off about things about which he knows precious little. Right. Toodaloo. Thank you for kind attention. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecalland7@gmail.com. Goodbye.